check, mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello, hello, hello. Check, check, check. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Broadcast number 042425. 042425. Broadcast number HKY 042425. Check, check, check. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
the cool Catawba River mist. There's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Frances Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network. And a pleasant good evening to you. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium here in Hickory, South Carolina. Or North Carolina, I should say, on a Thursday night as the Hickory Crawdads will be taking on the Salem Red Sox in the third game of six this weekend here at LP Franz Stadium. Last night it was a 4-0 win in extras for the Salem Red Sox as they would plate four runs in the top of the 10th inning. The Llamas de Hickory had no answer last night for the Salem Red Sox as they would win the ball game 4-0. They take a 2-0 series lead, and tonight they go for their third straight win in a row. If they do so, it'd be the second time this season that they've done so. They open the season 3-0 on the year. They find themselves at 7-10 on the season. Tonight, the Hickory Crawdads, losers of 5 of 6, will send Caden Scarborough to the bump this evening. The Red Sox will take Devin Futrell and check him against this Rangers Class A farm team. We'll come back on the other side of the break. We'll get the starting lineups. We'll tell you more about our pitching matchup tonight and get you ready for a 7 o'clock start right here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium here for the Black Tide Transportation pregame show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network as this Hickory Crawdads Club welcomes back Chandler Pollard into the lineup tonight. He's been gone for the last 6 ball games. In the 10-3 win against Charleston last Wednesday, it was Pollard who had to leave the game early. He had one at bat. He was the scheduled shortstop for the contest and had to be lifted pretty early in the ball game, and he was put on the shelf for 7 days. He's back tonight. He's in the starting lineup. We'll tell you where here in just a moment. In that time, I know this is just anecdotal, but it's something to consider. In the time that Chandler Pollard was on the shelf, the Hickory Crawdads offense has been hitting 28 for 186, a 151 team average for the Hickory Crawdads since the Pollard injury and subsequent move to the injured list. Will the offense perk up this evening? It's a possibility. Again, I know it's anecdotal. However, certain players make certain impacts on clubs. Maybe Chandler Pollard has that impact on the Hickory Crawdads. Just another anecdotal note. He was 2-for-4 in that contest prior to the 10-3 win against the Charleston River Dogs. Let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for the Salem Red Sox, the Class A affiliate for the Boston Red Sox. They come in with a 7-10 record, as I mentioned. They're tied for fourth in the Carolina League's North Division, 6.5 back of the Carolina Mudcats. Franklin Arias will get his third consecutive start at shortstop tonight. Comes in with a .359 average. He'll lead off. Antonio Anderson, who had been batting third in the order for the last 2 nights, he's batting second tonight. He comes in with a .320 average. He'll be over at third base. Andrew Massette, he's going to bat third this evening. He'll be the catcher. As Massette comes in with a .206 average and 4 RBI on the season. Friele Encarnacion is the designated hitter this evening. He comes in with a .290 average, 2 homers and 12 RBI. Starlin Nunez will bat fifth. He'll be at second base. The second baseman tonight for the Red Sox comes in with a 200 average. Frederick Jimenez is going to get his first start of the week. Comes in a 154 hitter. He'll be over at first base this evening for Salem. Batting seventh will be Yosander Asensio. A 206 hitter is Asensio. He'll be in center field this evening for Salem. Nathaniel Uten will bat eighth. He's going to be in left field this evening. A 205 average with 9 RBI on the season. And then Karim Ayubi is going to be batting ninth and playing in right field for the Salem Red Sox. So it's Arias Anderson Musette, Encarnacion Nunez Jimenez, Asensio Uten, and Ayubi facing off against Caden Scarborough. Caden Scarborough going to be making another start tonight. He's 0-2 on the season with a 5.91 ERA and 10 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 8 hits, 7 runs. All of those runs are earned. 6 walks, 12 strikeouts, a 205 average against. So Caden Scarborough looking for win number 1 on the season. We'll get the start this evening at LP Franz Stadium. We flip the lineup card over. Let's take a look at the Hickory Crawdads tonight. And they've moved things around a little bit. A little shuffling of the lineup this evening. It's Carlos Maldonado trying to see if he can shake out some hits from this starting 9 for the Hickory Crawdads this evening. Rafe Parrish is going to lead off. He'll be over at third base. Comes in with a 213 average, 3 homers, and 10 RBI. Baker Barroso, he had a knock and a walk last night in the 4-hit attack. In extra innings, Barroso's going to bat second, do the catching. Pablo Guerrero's going to be the DH tonight, batting third. He comes in with a 250 average, a home run, 7 RBI. Maxton Martin, he'll bat cleanup. He's in left field this evening, the 303 hitter. So far is 1-for-8 in the series. He'll try to get things going tonight out of the cleanup spot. Hector Osorio bats fifth. He's in right field, a 143 average. Luis Marquez bats sixth. He's at second base, a 226 average for Marquez. Jose De Jesus is going to be batting seventh. He's in center field this evening. Anthony Macias, he's going to bat eighth. He's over at first base, a 189 hitter on the year. And then Chandler Pollard, who comes into this contest, 300 hitter on the year with 3 RBI. He's back after being on the shelf for a week. He'll be batting ninth, starting at shortstop. So it's Parrish, Barroso, Guerrero, Martin, Osorio, Marquez, De Jesus, Macias, and Pollard for the Hickory Crawdads. They'll face off against Devin Futrell. Futrell made his Salem Red Sox debut last week, went 3 innings, gave up 3 strikeouts. That was it. The Vanderbilt University product is going to come into this contest, a 2023 10th round pick from the Boston Red Sox, as he put together an impressive resume in college from the Vanderbilt Commodores. We'll see what he does tonight against this Hickory Crawdads lineup on draft night. Of course, the NFL draft is taking place tonight, but my sole focus is to deliver you baseball action here from LP Franz Stadium. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard, a light night of action this evening. In the show, we'll also take a look at a full Carolina League schedule. All that as we continue on this Thursday night on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Final segment of our Black Tie Transportation pregame show here on this Thursday night as the Crawdads and the Salem Red Sox are about to meet for the third time this season. The schedule in the Carolina League looks a little bit like this. Kannapolis is down in Myrtle Beach playing the Pelicans in a doubleheader of action. Fayetteville is in Lynchburg tonight, a 6:30 start. We'll give you a partial score a little bit later on in the evening. Charleston, South Carolina, they've gotten started against Fredericksburg. We'll give you a score a little bit later on in the contest. Augusta and Delmarva playing in Salisbury, Maryland. That starts in a matter of minutes, as well as the Carolina Mudcats down in Columbia, South Carolina, taking on the Fireflies. That's the full Carolina League schedule. We do have a final of interest today. It's the Seattle Mariners defeated the Boston Red Sox 4-3 this afternoon. Later on this evening, Jacob DeGrom gets the baseball for the Texas Rangers as they'll take on the A's in West Sacramento tonight at 10:05. The Atlanta Braves, they're off this evening, and there's a speckling of games throughout the major leagues this evening, and I'll update you on those scores a little bit later on in the evening. Caden Scarborough's running out. We're getting ready to have the national anthem. We're going to step away during the anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch action between the Crawdads and the Salem Red Sox on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a pleasant Thursday evening to you. We welcome you to Hickory Crawdads Baseball on a Thursday night. Whether you're tuning in at HickoryCrawdads.com for the audio version of what we're bringing to you, or whether you're watching on the Bally Live app or MILB.TV, I'm Brian Rushing. So glad to have you here for Game 3 of this series between the Salem Red Sox and the Hickory Crawdads. As Caden Scarborough gets the ball this evening, looking for win number one of the season for the right-hander. Caden Scarborough, young man, 6'5", 200 pounds out of Kissimmee, Florida. A sixth-round draft pick from back in 2023. Scarborough comes in with an 0-2 record on the year, 10 and two-thirds innings pitched, 8 hits allowed, 7 runs. He's walked 6 batters. He struck out 12, a 2.05 average against. And this is the lineup that he'll face in the Salem Red Sox. Franklin Arias leads off. He's the shortstop. Antonio Anderson bats second at third base. Andrew Massette bats third. He's the catcher. Fraile Encarnacion is the designated hitter. Starlin Nunez is at second. He bats fifth. Frederick Jimenez bats sixth at first base. And the bottom third of the order consists of Yosander Asensio in center field. Nathaniel Uten bats eighth in left field. And Karim Ayoubi will bat ninth over in right field. So that's the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, as they have won both games to start this series by scores of 12-6 on Tuesday night, and then they won in extras last night. The first extra inning game for either club, they win 4-0 in 10 frames, as Franklin Arias will step to the plate, a .359 hitter on the season. He'll face off against Caden Scarborough on a night to where, when I started heading from the Charlotte Metro north on 321, wasn't exactly sure that I'd get a chance to see the sunshine today. Well, the sun is out. It's not overwhelming, but it's here. That's for sure. It's the first pitch lifted into the seats near the black tire picnic deck, and we're underway. First pitch thrown tonight at 7:03 p.m. Our first pitch temperature is a very comfortable 68 degrees at the ballpark. There was some rain that fell earlier today, as it did through much of the western Piedmont of North Carolina. So the pitch from Scarborough misses down. Count evens at 1-1. And there's still a better chance for rain actually tomorrow. But so far, gratefully, we've had no delays for game times. So the breaking ball misses. They'll check down to first. A non-committal swing from Franklin Arias works the count to 2-1. The home plate umpire this evening, John Miller. Dylan Reeves is over at first base. He'll be handling the bases this Thursday night. Scarborough, the 2-1. That ball's going to be lifted out to center field. Ranging over is Jose De Jesus. He'll make the catch. And there's one down. The defensive alignment looks like this for the Hickory Crawdads. Maxton Martin, he'll be over in left field. De Jesus, who just made the catch, is in center. Hector Osorio gets his second consecutive start in right field. The infield, Rafe Parrish over at third. Chandler Pollard makes his return at shortstop. Luis Marquez, Antonis Macias, is playing first tonight. The catcher, Baker Barroso. As Ben Hartle is on the shelf, and he should be coming back in a matter of days. At least that's the hope, as Antonio Anderson will step to the plate. Scarborough with the 95-mile-an-hour fastball misses. The next pitch is going to miss in. The count goes to 2-0. Antonio Anderson, a .320 hitter on the season. No homers, 11 RBI. So he's got two RBIs already in the series from the opener. The pitch from Scarborough misses down. The count goes to 3-0. I mentioned some of the numbers from the season that the Salem Red Sox usually get off to a pretty good start offensively, and they have some slippage that they create for themselves in the latter innings, as Scarborough finds the inner half of the strike zone to work the count to 3-1. As it turns out, through 17 games in the season, they scored 88 runs. They've surrendered 88 runs. Scarborough, the 3-1. That ball's going to get ripped through the left side of the infield. The play is made by Chandler Pollard. The throw is not in time, as the throw will be backed up by Luis Marquez. This should be a base knock for Antonio Anderson. It is. It's the first hit of the evening for Salem, and that brings up Andrew Massett. Massett got the start on Tuesday night, part of that 12-6 win for Salem. Massett, the international free agent back in 2023 out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. That pitch is fouled back to the screen. This evening, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their red jerseys, apparently a player favorite. So they've got the red jerseys on tonight with the gray pants, the red piping stripe. Breaking ball. Runners heading to second. The throw in time from Baker Barroso. The tag applied by Luis Marquez. And Antonio Anderson is cut down trying to steal. Two down in the inning. As Barroso got a good pitch to throw on, and he was able to throw a dart down to second that Marquez had to make a little bit of a pick on. But once he did, he was able to lay the tag on with relative ease for the second out of the inning. It's the breaking ball. Taken for a strike. The count goes to 1-2. It's Caden Scarborough. Spent some time last year with the Woodies of the Down Eastwood Ducks in Kinston, North Carolina. Scarborough. The 1-2 offering. Holds, now delivers. That pitch, fastball at 95 miles an hour, is cut on by Musette. Caden Scarborough faces the minimum in the first inning. We've played a half here in Hickory, North Carolina. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Back here in Hickory, bottom of the first inning, as the Hickory Crawdads come to the plate, facing off against Devin Futrell, the 22-year-old left-hander out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. I mentioned in the Black Tie Transportation pregame show, he played his college baseball at Vanderbilt. In fact, he had 21 wins for the Commodores in three seasons, as he'll face off against Rafe Parrish, Baker Barroso, and Pablo Guerrero to get things started. Futrell, a left-hander, comes in with a fastball that sits around 89, 90 miles an hour. It's the 1-0. That ball's going to be tapped by Parrish to the left side, fielded by Anderson. The throw across in time to Frederick Jimenez, and there's one down. That'll bring up Baker Barroso, who reached twice last night in the 4-0 loss. He got a single and a walk in the contest. Comes in with a .263 average. He bats second. Pablo Guerrero is going to bat third. Middle third of the order, Maxton Martin, Hector Osorio, and Luis Marquez. Bottom third, Jose De Jesus, Anthony Macias, Chandler Pollard, as Barroso swings and misses. Futrell made his Salem debut last week. Three innings pitched, three strikeouts, and that was it. It's the changeup. Cut on and missed. The changeup, 76, 78 miles an hour. That one was clocked at 75. Throws a curveball, a conventional curveball, 74 to 77, and then a slider somewhere between 79 and 83. It's the pitch from the left-hander. Misses outside. So the count goes to 1-2. The Crawdads this evening, since the Salem Sox are wearing the red jerseys, they've gone with the powder blues this evening. As I believe they were wearing the powder blues on Sunday when they got the 7-5 come-from-behind win with six runs in the eighth to beat Charleston, South Carolina to claim a second win in that series. Sparoso is going to pop it up. Jimenez has camped underneath it. He'll make the catch. And there's two down here in the first inning. That'll bring up Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero, the 250 hitter on the season, a 2-for-9 week so far with a run batted in and two runs scored. So the Crawdads wearing the powder blues with the white pants, the black helmets. They're wearing the black hats with the North Carolina logo outlined in a powder blue with the star on top of Hickory grabbed by the claw of Conrad the Crawdad. The defensive alignment this evening for Salem, Nathaniel Uten in left field, Yosander Asensio in center, Kareem Ayubi is over in right. As Futrell throws another changeup, catches Guerrero way out in front. In the infield, Antonio Anderson at third as the fastball misses up. Franklin Arias is at shortstop. Starlin Nunez at second. Frederick Jimenez is over at first. And Andrew Massette doing the catching tonight for Salem. The pitch, breaking ball, taken for a strike. Count evens at 2-2. Futrell looks a bit of a throwback, if you will, especially with his pitch arrangement, as that ball is going to be lifted into very shallow right field. Starlin Nunez will back up and make the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the left-hander, Devin Futrell. We've played an inning here in Hickory. We're scoreless, and we'll be back in just a bit from LP Franz Stadium.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the second inning is Friele Encarnacion, Starlin Nunez, and Frederick Jimenez will bat here in the second inning. As the Crawdads, losers of five of their last six games, want to get off the schneid this evening. Scarborough, that ball in on the thumbs. And it's a good thing that Encarnacion barely got a piece of it, or else he would have been picking up lumber around home plate. As Scarborough's first pitch was bearing into the hands of the right-handed Encarnacion. The breaking ball, that's going to be lifted up into the seats off to my right, and a great play made by a fan. Well, there you go. And as I look away, something happened that got the attention of the crowd with some moans and groans. Apparently an unfortunate turn of events after the fan made the catch. The 0-2. That ball's going to be fouled back again against the screen. So we do have some resolution, as apparently the fan tried to give the ball to a kid and some fun ensued. Scarborough, the 0-2, here it comes. Fastball at 95 misses up. And that's where you're going to see Scarborough sit, somewhere in the mid-90s, 94 to 96. There is a little bit of a breeze this evening, and it's going out to left field, which will make this ballpark play just a little smaller as that ball hits sharply out to Rafe Parrish, but he makes the backhanded stop on the line drive, and there's one down in the second. Nunez last night in the contest went 0 for 5 with a run scored. All the runs came in the top of the 10th inning, as you would imagine, as he swings and misses on the first offering. This was a game last night that saw 28 strikeouts among both clubs. A significant number as the breaking ball cut on and missed, and the count goes to 0-2. Scarborough out of the set position initially, and then throws a changeup, and it's good morning, good afternoon, and good night as Nunez, a strikeout victim. It's the second for Caden Scarborough. And that's going to bring up Frederick Jimenez. The Salem Red Sox are fifth in the Carolina League in hitting. They started the series at 238. That's exactly where they remain. Had a great night hitting on Tuesday night. Not so much last night. They were able to turn it on a little bit in the 10th inning as the pitch misses inside to Frederick Jimenez, a 154 hitter. With three RBI on the season. The 1-0 from Scarborough. That ball is going to be lifted up against the netting directly behind home plate. Here at LP Franz Stadium, between the dugouts, there's a fair amount of foul ground. It's not cavernous by any stretch of the imagination. And as you get closer and closer to the foul pole, it tapers with less and less space. The bullpens are off the field, as that's going to sail into center field, a base hit for Jimenez. Second hit for Salem in the contest, and that'll bring up Yosander Asensio. Asensio struck out last night in a pinch hit appearance. As they plated the designated runner down at second as part of the tie-breaking scenario in extras, Hickory committed an error, and then a couple of walks and a couple of hits later, a four spot was on the board. As Asensio fouls the pitch back, a 206 hitter on the year. Scarborough with the breaking ball, swung on and missed, and the count goes to 2-0. That little peak of sun that we had earlier in the contest has gone away, and we may not see it again. Scarborough with the breaking ball. That's going to get lifted up into the seats near the suites area on the third base side. The suites here are really nice. There's one or two off to my right, but the vast majority of them are over on the left, and it gives you a great vantage point, and you don't have to deal with any of the sun field that does happen from time to time over toward right field. As that fastball cut on and missed by Asensio, it's two strikeouts in the frame for Scarborough. He's got three in the contest. Salem strands a runner. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless, here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the second inning, Maxton Martin to lead off here for the Hickory Crawdads against Devin Futrell. It's the breaking ball from Futrell, taken for a strike at 71 miles an hour. It's the fastball at 87, misses down. Futrell, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. The pitch misses down. The count goes to 2-1. And again, in a world of guys that are bent on throwing 95, 98, two, maybe three pitch pitchers. Is that ball roped into right field? Futrell, a little more of a old school way of doing things. For those locals that followed the Braves, obviously, you remember Glavin, Steve Avery, et cetera, for the Braves. Something along those lines as Hector Osorio will lead things off. As Maxton Martin gets his second hit of the series, a clean single to right field. Futrell with his command of the secondary pitch is really going to test the patience of this Hickory club tonight. So Osorio, a 143 hitter. Futrell looks in, over to first, now delivers. Fastball misses down. Osorio was 0-for-4 last night in that 4-0 loss. It's Futrell, that ball hit back up the middle. They had the pull shift, but it didn't matter as Osorio was able to drive it through the middle. He's got himself a knock. It's back-to-back hits for the Crawdads, and they've got something going early here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Luis Marquez. So runners at first and second, nobody out here in the second inning. So Marquez, a 226 hitter, was 1-for-4 last night. He's going to square the bunt, and he's going to push the bunt over to the third base side. It's going to be mishandled by Futrell, and he's not going to be able to get Marquez or anyone else for that matter. The bases are loaded. We'll see how they score it. They're going to score it a hit. That was a really good bunt by Marquez, deading it very well, and as soon as Futrell did not come up with it the first time, he put it in his pocket. As a trio of hits for the Crawdads have something really going here with nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. As that ball popped up by Jose De Jesus, infield fly rule as in effect as the catch was made by Starlin Nunez. And that'll bring up Anthonis Macias. Macias, a 189 hitter, was that ball driven out to center field. That's going to get at least one run if it's caught, and the catch is going to be made out in center by Yosander Asensio. Scoring easily is Maxton Martin, as Macias put a charge into it, but he's got his fourth RBI of the season. It's a sack fly to get the Crawdads on the board. Hector Osorio gets over to third. And there's two down in the inning. That brings up Chandler Pollard. Pollard left the game early in the series against Charleston and sat out for a week. The throw over to first. Marquez gets back. Pollard waits on the 1-0 from Futrell. Now delivers. Fastball catches the outside edge. At 88 miles an hour, count evens at 1-1. Futrell. That ball hit to the right side. It's going to get down for a base hit, and it's 2-0 Crawdads. Welcome back, Chandler Pollard, as he serves one out in the right field. It's an RBI knock, and the Crawdads have two runs in the first. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'll bring up Rafe Parrish. And we'll have a quick visit from the pitching coach, Alex Reynolds. Osorio scores. Marquez holds up at second. It's a four-hit inning for the Crustaceans. And Pollard was swinging the bat pretty well at the time that he had to leave the game early, as he was 2-for-4 in the first game of the series for the Hickory Crawdads. That meeting will now get broken up by home plate umpire this evening, John Miller. We'll go back to the top of the order. Parrish bounced over to third base his first time up. Now a second time to look at the former Commodore of Vanderbilt University. In his time in Vanderbilt, was 21-7 with a 3.92 career ERA. 43 walks in his career versus 180 strikeouts. It's the 0-1 to Parrish. That ball is going to get ripped through the right side of the infield. They're going to hold Marquez up at third. As the ball was hit a little bit off the end of the bat by Parrish, it was a single cleanly out to right field, but it gave Karim Ayoubi a running start. As now Baker Barroso will step to the plate with two down in the inning and the bases reloaded as Pollard gets to second. The pitch from Futrell misses outside. So the Crawdads already with five hits in the ballgame and two runs here in the second inning. So the pitch from Futrell misses outside. The count goes to 2-0. Peroso waits on the offering from Futrell, and the pitch misses down. The count goes to 3-0. So Barroso can expect a cookie with the 3-0 count. We'll see if he's attacking, as there's really nowhere to put him without yielding another run. Futrell down the middle, pours in a strike. And Barroso can basically look for something very much akin to what he just saw at 88 miles an hour. The pitch from Futrell. The breaking ball taken for strike two. A savvy pitch from Devin Futrell to run the count full. So the bases will be moving toward the next base, or the runners will be moving toward the next base as soon as Futrell goes plateward. Here's the pitch. So that pitch misses outside, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads as Marquez scores. So Barroso has his first RBI of the season. It's the first walk allowed by Devin Futrell, and that's going to bring up Pablo Guerrero. And Guerrero with an opportunity here to do some damage. Guerrero waits on the pitch that misses outside. Pollard takes his lead over at third. Guerrero's going to lift that one up over the rooftop and onto the concourse area directly behind home plate. Count even at 1-1 as the lights are on here at the ballpark, and it's trying to take the light over as the breaking ball cut on and missed. As the cloud cover looks like it's set in for the rest of the evening. There are some showers expected overnight, but I don't think there's anything imminent. As Guerrero watches the pitch miss down, smothered by Massette at home plate. 2-ball, 2-strike count here in a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Crawdads. Guerrero waits on the 2-2. That ball is going to be lifted over to the first base side toward the team store. And the count stays at 2-2. As Maxton Martin waits on deck to see if Guerrero gives him a second opportunity here in the second stanza. As Guerrero bounces it back up the middle. It'll be fielded by Nunez. The throw to first is in time. But the Crawdads get off to a good start. They have a 3-spot in the second inning. They lead 3-0 as we go to the third here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning. Brian Rushing here with you at L.P. Franz Stadium as the Hickory Crawdads put up a three spot in the bottom of the second inning to take up a 3-0 lead against the Salem Red Sox, as it'll be Nathaniel Uten, Karim Ayubi, and Franklin Arias to bat against Caden Scarborough. It's the first offering to Uten, gets smashed off the netting above the Crawdads dugout over on the third base side. That's where Hickory always resides. As it's the first, well, the second Thursday of the season here at the ball yard. It's the pitch to Uten, 94 miles an hour, cut on and missed. It's draft night in the NFL, so I'm sure some of you at least have a passive interest in what your favorite team might be doing, even though some of you probably, it's going to be a while before they get to your squad. Is that ball lifted behind home plate off the netting? Count stays at 0-2. Uten, a 205 hitter on the season. Waits on the 0-2 from Scarborough. Is that ball hit sharply to center field? It's going to be played on a bounce by Jose De Jesus, and it's the third base hit by the Salem Red Sox. And that'll bring up Karim Ayubi. So Ayubi, starting off the season a little slow, an 0.88 average for Ayubi, as he is 3-for-34 to start the season, but making a second consecutive start in the series. The 1-0 from Scarborough won't happen. He'll throw over to first instead. It's Antonis Macias over at first base this evening, giving Pablo Guerrero a night off from the defensive side at this point. Scarborough now delivers the 1-0. As that pitch misses just above the strike zone, count goes to 2-0. Scarborough holds at the belt. Now delivers with one on the timers. That ball is going to be fouled into the mitt of Baker Barroso. In the first inning, Salem Red Sox got a base knock, but it was Barroso that cut down the runner and Antonio Anderson during the first inning. Frederick Jimenez got the second hit of the ball game. He was stranded at first. Is the breaking ball taken for a strike? So the count evens at 2-2. Ayubi, a left-handed hitter, waits on the 2-2 offering from Caden Scarborough. Here's the pitch. So that fastball elevates, misses high. The count runs full. They are playing a bit of a pull shift. Really, they've got him bunched up the middle a little bit. They don't necessarily believe that he's going to be able to turn on Scarborough's mid-90s fastball. Parrish is in the hole on the left side. They'll throw over to first, and they got a chance at getting the runner, and that's exactly what they do. As Nathaniel Uten had been drifting off of first, took a pretty healthy lead there, and all of a sudden Scarborough picked over to Macias, and they got the runner. So that's the first out of the inning with a payoff pitch forthcoming to Karim Ayubi. Here it is. Fastball cut on and missed at 95. It's the fourth strikeout of the game for Caden Scarborough. There's two down now in the frame. And that'll take us back to the top of the order for Franklin Arias, who drifted a fly ball out to left center field to get us started here. Scarborough delivers a breaking pitch just off the plate to the outside. As you look at the numbers for Arias and Anderson, they are clearly the hitting leaders for this club. As that pitch is going to be lifted out to right field, ranging over is going to be Hector Osorio. He'll make the catch toward the corner. As Caden Scarborough gets a little help in the third inning, he helped himself by picking off a runner. We're through 2.5. It's a 3-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the third inning, and Salem already going to the bullpen as the night is done for Devin Futrell. As Luis Cohen will get the ball, this will be his first appearance of the series. As he'll face off against Maxton Martin, Hector Osorio, and Luis Marquez. Futrell went two innings, allowed five hits, three runs. He walked a batter and struck out nobody. This Martin with a clean single to right field his first time up. Swings and misses on the first offering from Luis Cohen. That ball hit sharply past the second baseman, Starlin Nunez, and Maxton Martin is now 2-for-2 in the ballgame. And this is what we were able to watch him do in the homestand that opened the season here against the Augusta Green Jackets. As he was a man on a mission in the first homestand for the Crawdads, put together a very good opening homestand, which is why he was the player of the homestand. As Martin is going to go, the pitch taken high for a ball, he'll get the stolen base. It's for Maxton Martin now. That steal, I'll check it up real quick, now has him two on the year in as many attempts. Stolen base number 25 of the season for the Crawdads. The pitch misses outside. Cohen comes in with an 0-1 record, making his fourth appearance. A 4.50 ERA in six innings, four hits allowed, four runs, three earned with three walks, eight strikeouts, a 174 average against. As Osorio takes a ball. Okay. Osorio has a 3-0 count here on a pleasant night, a cloudy night here at the ballpark. And apparently there is a watch for rain in the area, as Osorio is going to walk on four straight. I say that because there's an area behind or deeper down toward the tarp on the third base side. And when the grounds crew is out in that area and the front office staff is out in that area with the grounds crew, they're ready to pounce on a tarp maneuver if they have to. And there may be something in the area. Doesn't look imminent at this moment because they're casually just hanging out, but you can kind of tell when they get into action as they start preparing and positioning themselves in a way to where they can jump out behind the gate, as there's going to be a mound visit again as Alex Reynolds will go out one more time. So this is as good a time as any right now to go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. Every night we give you an opportunity to reach out to me here on the broadcast. If you want to let me know that you're tuning in, I would love to say hello to you during the broadcast. If you've got a question for me on this Thursday night, would love to answer your question as best I possibly can, as Reynolds now has the meeting broken up by John Miller. You can reach me in two ways, via email or X or Twitter. You can find me on social media at What's Up B-Rush PXP, at What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you want to follow me on X, you can certainly do it. And if you're not a bot, I'll follow you back. It's the pitch from Cohen. This is down. The count goes to 2-0. So the Crawdads have a little something going again here in the third inning. Much like on Tuesday night for Salem when they scored 4 in the second and 4 in the third and ultimately cruised to the 12-6 win. So that ball fouled back to the screen. Marquez had a bunt single back in the second inning. So the Crawdads with 6 hits already in the ballgame. Had 4 all of last night. So the pitch misses down. They'll throw to first. That ball's going to get away from the first baseman, Frederick Jimenez, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. As the throw from Andrew Massette went into the runner, and Jimenez trying to maneuver his glove in a way to catch the ball while putting the tag on, missed the ball as it rolled out into very shallow right field. The error will be on the throw, advancing everybody up 90 feet. And that's going to get the defense to play halfway here with nobody down. They do have a pull shift on against Marquez. The pitch misses in tight from Cohen, or maybe it got him. He was trying to get his ribs out of the way, and it might have glanced off of his arm or his jersey or something. Is it now? The bases are loaded, and that's going to bring up Jose De Jesus. So the hit by pitch loads the bases as De Jesus still looking for his first hit in the Hickory uniform. He popped up to second on an infield fly an inning ago. It's the pitch to De Jesus, misses down. You can also reach out to me by way of email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. De Jesus watches the ball sail outside. The count moves to 2-0. So De Jesus here with an opportunity to see a fastball most likely and do something with it. Has an open stance from the left side, waits on the 2-0. As he hits it over to the glove side of Nunez, they'll get the runner out at second as Marquez is retired. A run's going to score. It's an RBI for Jose De Jesus. That's his second RBI of the year. There's one down as Maxton Martin scores. Osorio gets to third, and with runners on the corners, that's going to bring up Antonis Macias. Macias had the sack flies. He drove a ball to just shy of the track in dead center field. Cohen is showing off a mid-90s fastball. It's Cohen, a 6-foot, 172-pound right-hander out of Venezuela. As DeJesus goes, the throw down to second is going to be cut off. The throw back to the plate is going to be in time as Osorio is punched out at home plate. As they had the double steal going, as DeJesus got into second safely, but they cut down Osorio at the plate for the second out of the inning. Salem did a very good job of stepping up into the throw, essentially conceding second base to DeJesus, but they were able to get the lead runner. It's the fastball at 94, makes it a two-ball, one-strike count. 4-0 lead for the Crawdads here in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch. Macias takes the ball just off the outside part of the plate. So Cohen sets at the belt. The pitch. Breaking ball taken for a strike. The count goes full. Chandler Pollard is on deck if Macias can keep the inning alive. Cohen delivers that ball fouled into the mitt of Massette. As Macias strikes out for the third out of the inning, but the Crawdads do a little add-on. They get a run here in the bottom of the third. They lead 4-0. As we go to the fourth here in Hickory, we'll be right back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert. On Saturday the 7th, you can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Top of the fourth inning here at LP Franz Stadium, a 4-0 advantage for the Hickory Crawdads. It's Caden Scarborough on for his fourth inning of work, now has a four-run cushion. That ball is going to get hit sharply off to the left side. A great play by Parrish on the glove side. As he was covering the 5.5 hole, he gloved it, threw over to first cleanly to Macias, and there's one down here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Andrew Massette. Anderson Massette Encarnacion here in the fourth inning. As the Crawdads struck first with three in the second and then tacked on a run just a half an inning ago. And it's good to know that you folks are tuning in and not getting a sandwich between half innings, as I've had some of you reach out about the goat carts alternate identity. In the same vein as the Hickory Dickory Docks and other things here in Hickory. Asking about the goat carts, and it's not go-karts, it's goat carts. It's literally a goat on a cart. You can check out the hat, I think, on the shop section of the HickoryCrawdads.com website, which if you're listening to the audio of the game, you're already there. You can open up another window and do some shopping while you're listening to the ball game. Scarborough, the 0-2 pitch, slider, misses. Massette struck out. He was the first strikeout victim for Caden Scarborough this evening, who has four in the ballgame. I was asked, do I like the go-karts logo? Well, that's an affirmative. I do. In a world of alternate identities that can be a bit much, can go a little over the top, I think it's a good look. The 2-2. Slider misses. Count goes full. 3-2 to Andrew Massette with one down here in the top of the fourth inning. That ball fouled back to the netting. One of the discussions that's had about the uniforms, and this even came up last year, is do I like the powder blue? I do like the powder blue. I like the red better with the red with the black hat. That incarnation is good. I like that as that pitch. I like that even better. As the check down to first, Dylan Reeves punches out Massette. That's the fifth strikeout for Caden Scarborough, and there's two down here in the fourth as Fraile Encarnacion will step to the plate, who hit a line shot over to Rafe Parrish to lead off the second inning. It's that fastball blistered this time between second and first base as he's got himself a two-out single. As that keeps the string going of consecutive innings with a hit for Salem. And for Scarborough, as an observer, I'm just fine with that. And I would hope that Scarborough and the staff would be fine with it also. You're going to give up some hits. That ball is going to get lifted out into left field, and it's going to be played on a bounce by Maxton Martin. So it'll be back-to-back singles here in the fourth inning with two down. Scarborough has done a good job tonight of getting strike one, getting out one early, and not allowing innings to escalate on. And again, you're going to give up knocks. That right there was not barreled by any stretch of the imagination. Sometimes they just fall. It's Frederick Jimenez will step to the plate. He's got a base hit this evening. It's the breaking ball misses. As it relates to the blue jerseys, I like them better with the white pants, in all honesty. But if they win on the road with them, then you take them in the bag. Scarborough deals the fastball at 94, cut on and missed. Jimenez almost lost his helmet. Scarborough's going to throw down to second. Are they going to get him? Not quite. Chandler Pollard thought that they had gotten Fraile Encarnacion. So Scarborough now with the 1-1 count to work on Jimenez. Scarborough at the knee, strike two, 94 miles an hour. Another thing that I'm noticing with Scarborough this evening is he's letting the pitch timer wind down just a little bit. Not on every pitch, but enough to keep the hitters thinking about something else, as he did it again there. And that pitch, when you're having to sit there and hold for a minute, 94 miles an hour looks a lot quicker. He gets another strikeout. He's got a half dozen punchies in the ball game, and we're 3-3 and a half. The Crawdads have a 4-0 lead. We'll be back in just a bit from LP Franz Stadium.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Chandler Pollard to step to the plate, already with a base knock. So he came into the contest a 300 hitter and spent a week on the shelf as the changeup cut on and missed by Pollard. Chandler Pollard, the infielder out of Kennesaw, Georgia, fifth-round pick back in 2022. The 1-1 offering from Cohen, that ball to the left side. That's going to be a tough play, but it's going to be a great play. Have mercy, Franklin Arias. They were working on this the last couple of days. Today was no exception. Arias put the work in to action there as he had 2 feet planted firmly in the grass and he threw a strike across to first base, denying Pollard of a base knock. You can put a star beside of that play. That was a plus arm from the Salem Red Sox shortstop. As Rafe Parrish will come to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Want to say hello to Philip Clements, checking out the action this evening here on the Bally Live app from Claiborne, Texas, home of the Claiborne Railroaders of the American Association, independent baseball. Philip, so glad to have you on it. It's the pitch from Cohen, misses outside, the count goes to 2-1. The independent leagues, if some of them haven't already started, they're going to get started in earnest over the course of the next 2 weeks. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. About 5 years ago, independent baseball made its way into North Carolina, starting in the Atlantic League. It's Parrish swings and misses. Strikeout for Cohen. And there's two down here in the fourth. In fact, when Diamond Baseball Holdings made the announcement that they were moving a team to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and they would be a Rangers affiliate because Kinston would no longer have a team, Well, the Frontier League immediately jumped at the chance to put baseball down in Kinston. They also did the same thing for Pearl, Mississippi, which was the former home to the AA Braves, who now play in Columbus, Georgia, as the Columbus Clingstones, a type of peach. The 1-0. That ball lifted high by Barroso into the infield. Arias will make the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Luis Cohen. So we're through four here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the fifth inning, Caden Scarborough's night has come to a close, and, well, he was on. This was, without question, his best effort of the young season as he went four innings, struck out six hitters, gave up five hits, but nobody scored and no walks. That will get it done. As Thomas Ireland comes on, the left-hander for the Crawdads is the first pitch to Yacinder Asensio. Misses. Ireland, the 6-1 left-hander out of Regina, Saskatchewan. That ball fouled back to the netting. We'll get to Ireland's numbers here in just a moment. So the breaking ball misses down, apparently. Count goes to 2-1. So this weekend we'll start the creative process for the Crustacean Nation podcast as Ireland pours a fastball in at the knees for a strike. 90 miles an hour, the count evens at 2-2. As you'll start hearing those periodically, as they'll be podcast on the HickoryCrawdads.com website. As the breaking ball misses and the count runs full. And what's best for me is we use it for rain delay fodder. So you don't have to necessarily turn it off. If we've got a rain delay, we're going to have access to those podcasts. We'll play them during the rain delays. So if you missed one, or if you hadn't even thought about checking it out, you can get your first taste of it. And hopefully we don't have to worry about rain delays anytime soon. I'm perfectly okay saving those for June when the thunderstorms roll through in earnest. As the walk will bring up Nathaniel Uten. Uten swings and misses. Nathaniel Uten had a single and then was picked off by Caden Scarborough. So the staff should even be impressed by Scarborough's moves as he picked a runner off at first and almost got a guy at second as Uten swings and misses on the pitch that dives out of the strike zone. Count goes to 0-2. the 0-2. Another breaking ball in Newton on three pitches, strikes out. And with one down, that's going to bring up Kareem Ayoubi. Ireland on the year, 1-1 record with a 3.18 ERA, making his fourth appearance, 11 and a third innings pitched, 10 hits, 4 runs, all of those earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, a 250 average against. As that ball is going to get away from Barroso, advancing to second is going to be Yosander Asensio. They're going to call a pass ball by Barroso. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed. So the count evens 1-1. Ireland coming from the middle of the slab. The pitch misses down. Count goes to 2-1. Crawdads have a 4-0 lead. 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Salem. No runs on 5 hits, 1 error. Ireland, the pitch misses just inside. Count goes to 3-1. A 3 spot for Hickory in the second inning, followed by a singular run in the third. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Caden Scarborough, who won't qualify for the win, but that's not going to mean anything when it comes to the evaluation of Caden Scarborough. He was really good tonight. As that pitch at the knees runs the count full. The runner at second, that's Yosander Asensio. Here in the fifth inning. As Ireland, with the high hold, delivers. As that pitch, cut on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts by Thomas Ireland. There's 2 outs in the inning, and that's going to bring up Franklin Arias. Arias 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A fly out to center and a fly out to right, but he's already taken a hit away from one of the Crawdads, so he's got that going for him. That play happened in the bottom of the fourth inning, and that was as good as you're going to see in the Carolina League by a shortstop. That was a fantastic effort by Arias, the breaking ball. I don't know where that missed. 1-0 the count. I'm stymied. The 1-0. That pitch misses off the plate. Okay. John Miller has been calling the ball just off the edge to the outside part pretty consistently this evening. And for John Miller, if it's not there, it's not there. You have to adapt. So that pitch is going to be lifted over to the first base side near the Crawdad Cafe. It's going to bounce on top of the roof where Marlon Quattlebaum and the guys and girls serving up all the great food here at the ballpark. I've yet to come up with a favorite. I may have to try another dish this weekend. The 2-2. Ireland misses outside and the count's going to go full again. So Ireland, one pitch away from getting out of this inning, but he's thrown several in the frame to get to where we are. So the counts have been worked. The payoff. It's going to be lifted off the netting and back to the warning track behind home plate. Arias last night was 2-for-4 with a double, single, a run scored, and an RBI. The RBI and the run scored happened naturally in the 10th. Ireland, the payoff pitch. That ball's lifted high. Maxton Martin's camping underneath it, drifting out toward the track. He'll make the catch. That'll retire the side. A runner left on in the 5th. We're halfway through here at LP Franz Stadium. A 4-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pablo Guerrero to lead things off here in the bottom of the 5th inning against Luis Cohen. As Cohen now working into his 3rd inning of relief as that ball is going to be lifted out onto the concourse area behind home plate. As Guerrero on the evening is 0 for 2 with a pop to 2nd and a ground out to 2nd. Guerrero takes a pitch down to even the count at 1-1. Arias has shifted into the hole. At shortstop, Starlin Nunez is about a pace away from the second base bag just at the edge of the grass. As that ball is going to be tapped over the head of Cohen, Nunez has got a tough play, almost lost it, but got the throw in time to first for the first out. A busted bat for Guerrero is the first out of inning number 5. And that brings up Maxton Martin, who's 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Last night I got a question relatively late in the game, and I decided to hold it till tonight, especially since tonight is draft night in the NFL, because it has a connotation or an angle to the Major League Baseball draft, as Maxton Martin's going to roll it foul to the third base side. And the question comes from Jeremy Martinez, who's become a frequent listener, viewer of the games. And he wanted me to kind of shed some light possibly on the difference in the pace of play between college baseball and A-ball in the pros. As that ball is lifted out to very shallow left field, ranging back is going to be Antonio Anderson to make the catch. And there's two down. And the reason for that is because I do call a lot of college games, as well as the Hickory Crawdads. Hector Osorio will step to the plate. The pace of play is a simple answer. This is much faster. Much faster. The pitch clocks are a little tighter. The pace of play is faster because these guys are trying to get on and off the field. There's a whole lot more coaching involved directly in the games at the college levels. That ball's left over on the third base side foul. Way more mound meetings. You've got coaches, conferences, just a lot of minutia in the college game that gets eliminated just by the very nature of this being pro ball. As Osorio's going to lift that one, it's going to go foul out near the batting cage on the third base side. But the one part of this that I thought was the most interesting part of the two-part question was the level of play at the A level. how it compares to college. And I've got a great answer for that. Hopefully we can get to it this half inning as the pitch misses outside to Hector Osorio. And I'll give you this example. Malcolm Moore, number one draft pick from Stanford University, a power conference, now in the ACC. As the pitch misses outside. Last year was not playing in the ACC, but you understand. As soon as he signs, he's immediately sent to Hickory, and that's where he finishes the year. Now, he starts the year in Spartanburg. That ball's going to be fouled off of Andrew Musset's forearm, I believe. It got him a little bit. So Malcolm Moore goes from Stanford to high A ball. And that happens a lot. Another case in point, Chase Burns, who played at Wake Forest, now for the Cincinnati Reds, just got promoted to double A after being there just a few weeks at high A ball in Dayton, Ohio. As the ball fouled back to the screen. The essence of what I'm saying is this. If you're playing in a power conference, SEC, ACC, Big 12, there's a reality that if you're a high round draft pick, you're going to high A ball if you spent 3 years in college. So the pitch misses down. The count runs full to Hector Osorio. Now for other guys, other college players that don't necessarily go the power conference way, they could end up perhaps in the complex league for half a year. That ball is going to be lifted into the seats on the third base side. They'll spend some time in the complex league or low A ball, and we'll see that happen in June. I'm sure there'll be at least one or two players that get drafted or signed and come immediately to Hickory upon signing. So, Jeremy, a great question. Thank you. The pitch misses. Hector Osorio gets an extended at bat, and he coaxes a walk away from Luis Cohen. And that's going to bring up Luis Marquez, who's singled and been hit by a pitch. And if you've got a question for me of that nature, send it to me. It doesn't necessarily have to be during the broadcast. You send me an email. I'm going to try to address it at some point in the not-too-distant future. As Marquez is going to lift that one foul over to the first base side. You can reach me through email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com, anytime. As Marquez swings and misses on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. If you catch me while the team's on the road, I'll just send you a reply through email. Marquez drives that ball to left field. That ball's going to go up against the Lowe's food sign as the crowd's reacting as if they thought it went over the yellow line. It didn't. It landed right off the center of the Lowe's food sign as Luis Marquez is going to have himself a double with two outs in the inning. Getting over to third is Hector Osorio. I wanted there to be enough lift on that baseball to get over the Lowe's sign in left center, but not quite. But that brings up Jose De Jesus, who got an RBI his last time up. And again, this young man needs a hit. Hopefully, we see it here. It's Cohen, his delivery. That ball's going to be rolled out to the first base side. De Jesus is running fast. He's going to beat the wrap at first. One run's going to score, and there's going to be two runs to score. As Jose De Jesus is going to get himself a base knock. It's a two RBI base knock. And the Hickory Crawdads have a 6-0 lead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As that slow roller out to first base, you just knew that Jimenez was not going to beat him to the bag, and neither was the pitcher, Luis Cohen. So Jose De Jesus has himself a base knock. It's the 8th hit of the game for the Crawdads. That's their high water mark of the week. And they put together a 6-0 advantage as Alex Reynolds is going to go out and have another conversation again. And this can be credited to Hector Osorio. two down in the inning, he really worked Luis Cohen in that at-bat to draw the walk. Marquez took advantage of a pitch that was middle-middle, and he was able to drive it to left center. But without Osorio working the count against Cohen, there is no double to left center in the fourth inning, or in the fifth inning. And that gives De Jesus no opportunity to get a two RBI single. De Jesus is going to try to steal. He'll get the stolen base, and we've got a correction on the scoring. As he gets the stolen base, he's now in scoring position with Antonis Macias at the plate. It's still a 6-0 ball game, as we'll get some greater clarity in between innings as to how that worked out. Cohen, breaking ball, misses down. So the Crawdads tonight have certainly hit the baseball. And, again, I mentioned in the pregame show, I know it's anecdotal, but Chandler Pollard goes on the shelf, and this club hits 151 in that six-game span. Pollard's available, back in the lineup. They now have 8 hits on a Thursday night. The pitch from Cohen just misses down. As Macias has a 3-1 count. Pollard's on deck if Macias can reach. The breaking ball misses. Macias draws the walk, and that's going to bring up Chandler Pollard. So Pollard, who had a single to right field his first time up and had a single robbed in the 5.5 hole by Franklin Arias, steps to the plate with runners at first and second here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3 in the second, 1 in the third, and now 2 in the fifth. Giving the Crawdads their biggest lead in quite some time. Is that ball hit back up the middle? It's a second hit for Pollard. They're going to send De Jesus to the plate. The throw is going to be cut off, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Dads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. An RBI single for Chandler Pollard. He's got a multi-hit ball game. He's come out of the wrapping, hitting the ball hard, and that brings up Rafe Parrish. De Jesus scores. Macias gets over to third, and that brings up Rafe Parrish, who's got a knock in this ball game. Oh, this is fun. It's Parrish takes a pitch for a ball. Pollard takes the lead over at first. Macias in foul ground over at third. Pollard draws a throw. From the right-hander, Luis Cohen. There is bullpen activity for the Salem Red Sox. As Pollard's going to go. The throw down to second is going to be right on the money. He's cut down 2-6 to close out the frame. But it was a productive frame for the Crawdads as they scratch across 3 runs here in the fifth. They lead 7-0. So we go to the sixth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Top of the sixth inning, it's Thomas Ireland back on the bump for the Crawdads, who enjoy a 7-0 advantage as Antonio Anderson will step to the plate, followed by Andrew Massette and Friele Encarnacion. As Ireland, first pitch, misses up to Anderson. Anderson tonight, a single, caught stealing. Grounder to third. He's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. So the Crawdads have out-hit Salem 9-5 in this ballgame, and that's a second hit for Anderson. Anderson did a very good job of working his hands there. That was a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Ireland that he probably cut a little bit that was working in on Anderson's hands. And he didn't barrel it necessarily, but he was able to hit it hard enough through the right-hand side. And that was just a lot of discipline on the hands of keeping it inside the baseball. Anderson leads off the sixth inning with a knock. It's the fastball at 90 miles an hour from Ireland, taken for a strike. Had a chance to check with Mark Parker, the official scorer here at LP Franz Stadium, on the call of Jose De Jesus getting his first hit of the season, which it was a hit, and it was an RBI hit, just not a two RBI hit. And the explanation that was given to me is that on the play, the De Jesus infield single, Marquez had slowed before breaking home, and in doing so, eliminated the second RBI opportunity. In fact, it was called an error on the catcher, Andrew Massette, for the drop throw back to the plate. And the throw was dropped. Massette, for a moment, thought he had it. As Marquez was able to score with the ball basically a step away from home plate. Two ball, two strike count with nobody out here in inning number six. Ireland with the high hold. Here's the pitch. It's that ball smashed toward the Crawdads dugout. Fortunately, they've got the netting in front of the dugouts. There was a time to where dugouts were completely wide open spaces. I mean wide open spaces. And you'd see balls get into the dugout really quick and cause a lot of problems. You saw some dancing in dugouts back in the day. Breaking ball. I'm going to say that was a ball. I just don't know where it missed, as the count is now full. Massette at the plate. Waits on the payoff pitch from Thomas Ireland. It's that ball. Hit out to shortstop. Pollard gets it over to Marquez. Marquez over to Macias. It's a 6-4-3 double play. There's two down here in the sixth. As Pollard got it cleanly, got it quickly to Marquez, and Marquez, the relay throw to Macias, gets the twin killing. Two down in the frame for Friele Encarnacion. And the Crawdads defense has been pretty sharp this evening.
Caden Scarborough picked off a runner early. Baker Barroso cut down a runner trying to steal its second. They executed the double play there very cleanly as the changeup cut on and missed. As the count evens at 1-1. Of course, when we're done here tonight, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. That change up again at 81 miles an hour. Encarnacion can't make contact and falls behind 1-2. So Encarnacion takes time. And Ireland now with a one ball, two strike count will try to close off the sixth inning. Fastball misses in at 91. The 2-2 hits sharply to Parrish. Parrish played it off to the side and made a perfect throw over to first. Very nicely done by Rafe Parrish. Thomas Ireland gets out of the sixth inning. Gives up a hit. Nothing more. 7-0 lead for the Crawdads as we go to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning. It's Rafe Parrish will lead off the sixth inning. He was at the plate at the time that Chandler Pollard got cut down 2-6 to end the fifth inning. 7-0 lead for the Crawdads here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. The pitch to Rafe Parrish misses outside from Luis Cohen, who's still on, now in his fourth inning of relief. As Parrish drives the ball into right field. He's got himself a second hit of the evening. And the Crawdads now in double figures for the first time in a while. That brings up Baker Barroso. 10 hits in the ballgame as Barroso will step up to the plate looking for his first hit. He does have a walk and a run driven in. Take a look at some of the scores from around the Carolina League during this half inning as well. So we do have one final, part of a double dip between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. Kannapolis won 6-1. In the early game, as Barroso out to third, fielded by Anderson. The throw to Nunez, the relay back over to first. As Jimenez collects it. 5-4-3 around the horn double play for Salem. And just like that, there's two down here in the sixth. And that's going to bring up Pablo Guerrero. Other scores, the game has just gone final in Lynchburg. As Lynchburg has beaten Fayetteville tonight, they blank the Woodpeckers 3-0. 3-0 win for Lynchburg. Charleston has a 6-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth on Fredericksburg. And Ozzy Chavez has gone to the bullpen. We'll come back in just a moment to let you know who's coming on to pitch in a 7-0 ball game here from LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Joe Vogatsky is on for the Salem Red Sox here with two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Vogatsky, 6-foot right-hander out of Fairfax, Virginia. Fairfax, home to George Mason University. That's up around the Beltway of the Washington, D.C. area. The pitch to Guerrero. Taken for strike one. As Guerrero falls behind 0-2. With two down here in the sixth inning, he'll call a timeout. Crawdads with three spot in the second, followed by a single run in the third and a three spot in the fifth inning. They have given themselves a sizable advantage as Guerrero fouls that one off the end of the bat toward the first base dugout. Guerrero over to the right side, gloved by Jimenez. He'll make the play himself. That'll retire the side as Vogatsky gets Salem out of the sixth inning. We go to the seventh when we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thomas Ireland back on the bump here in the top of the seventh inning. A 7-0 lead in tow with Starlin Nunez. We'll lead off the seventh for the Red Sox. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could be a part of this Thursday night. That ball's going to be fouled back to the netting. Whether you're listening on HickoryCrawdads.com or watching on MILB.TV or the Bally Live app, whatever your preference, we're just grateful that you're here. As the Crawdads, 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors. That ball smashed out to Pollard. Did a really good athletic job of getting in position to field the baseball. The throw across to Macias. There's one down in the seventh. And that'll bring up Frederick Jimenez. Caden Scarborough went 4 innings, and now Thomas Ireland in his 3rd inning of work for the Crawdads. The pitch from Ireland misses down. Scores from around Major League Baseball. The Royals sweep a doubleheader against the Colorado Rockies. They won the first game 7-4. They win the nightcap, a game that just concluded a little bit ago, 6-2. San Francisco Giants, they beat the Brewers 6-5. The White Sox, in a game that was stopped in 7 innings, as the ball is lifted up into foul ground, Macias will make the catch at the edge of the track, and there's 2 down. Chicago White Sox, they beat the Minnesota Twins 3-0 in a game that did take 7 innings. Apparently it was ended early because of weather. Seattle Mariners beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3. The Atlanta Braves not in action today. The Texas Rangers will play at 10:05 against the Athletics in West Sacramento. It'll be Jacob DeGrom for the Rangers taking on Ginn for the A's. Yosander Asensio bats here. That ball lifted out to right field. Drifting back is going to be Osorio, and he'll make the catch. And Thomas Ireland with a ultra-efficient 7th inning. That takes us to the stretch. The Crawdads lead comfortably here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hector Osorio to lead things, or I should say Maxton Martin to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. He'll be followed by Hector Osorio and then Luis Marquez. against Joe Vigatsky. Vigatsky was part of a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization back on December the 15th of 2024. I mentioned Vigatsky is from Fairfax, Virginia, so one might think, possibly, that George Mason would be an option for his college. Well, he ended up going to James Madison University, as Maxton Martin is going to hold up at second as he's got himself a leadoff double. And this is certainly the Maxton Martin that we had become very comfortable seeing in that first homestand. It's incredibly hard to do, but he made it look really easy against Augusta. He's got a three-hit night tonight, and that's going to bring up Hector Osorio. Osorio tonight has reached three times, a pair of walks and a single, scoring twice. The count evens at 1-1. Vigatsky played his college baseball for the Dukes of James Madison right off the I-81 corridor. You can see the university from I-81 as if you're heading up toward a very small piece of West Virginia and then going into Maryland. I've made that trip many a time in my circles of independent baseball. Vigatsky throws a breaking ball. Osorio misses. The count evens at 2-2. Played his high school baseball at Kettle Run High School in Noakesville, Virginia. He also played in the Cape Cod League for the Bourne Braves and was a teammate with Matt McShane, who got the win last night in the 4-0 extra innings win for Salem. Got a bachelor's degree in sport and recreation management with a minor in business. The pitch to Osorio is going to be taken for a ball, and he draws a walk. That's the fifth walk surrendered by Salem pitching on this evening. That's going to bring up Luis Marquez. Two on, nobody out here in the seventh inning. Vigatsky also had the privilege of being drafted twice. Once in round 14 by the Blue Jays, but he decided not to sign, and then he was drafted in the 19th round by the Pirates. That ball hit back up the middle. That's going to advance everybody 90 feet. As Dylan Reeves had to go lunging out of the way to avoid the baseball, as Marquez now has his third hit of the ball game. That's going to bring up Jose De Jesus, that picked up his first Hickory Crawdads hit in his last at-bat. Has two RBI on the night in separate plate appearances. It's the pitch. Misses outside. Want to say good evening to Peyton Porter and Marilyn Porter checking out the game tonight in the state of Michigan. So grateful for the Porter family to be tuning in on this Thursday night. Of course, Brock Porter spent some time on the bump last night and looked really good. And I've got to get down to the clubhouse this weekend and get some confirmation. Am I seeing a split, a circle change? I don't know what it is. The change was working well last night, but what he was throwing in Charleston was pretty filthy. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike to De Jesus. So the bases are loaded, nobody out. So a 3-ball, 2-strike count for Vogatsky here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as it's been all crawdads in this one. The pitch, De Jesus shoots it over to the third base side. The play will be made at third by Antonio Anderson, but it's another RBI for De Jesus. He's got 3 in the ball game, and it's 8-0 in favor of the crawdads. So Martin scores. Osorio is retired at third. Getting to second is Marquez. As De Jesus reaches on the fielder's choice, Antonis Macias is at the plate. The pitch from Vogatsky taken for a strike. As Macias fouls it into the mitt of Massette. As the count goes to 0-2. Macias will call time. He'll take a respite in this at bat. Tomorrow night, the promotion, the 2000s. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 1-2. So, for all you NSYNC fans out there, I'm sure we'll play Bye 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 at some point during the game tomorrow. We'll have so many other things going on. As the pitch misses down, the count evens at 2-2. De Jesus at first, Marquez at second, Pollard awaiting the result of this at-bat from Macias. The 2-2, breaking ball. Just missed, apparently. As the count runs full. Vogatsky. Sets at the belt, delivers. As Macias checks it foul, back behind home plate. The payoff pitch, here it comes. Macias is going to foul it back. As Massette has been pounded on tonight. I think that's the second shot to the mask that he's taken this evening. They say it's the fastest way to the majors, and perhaps that's true, but you pay a price to get there. No question. 3-2. Breaking ball misses down, and the bases are loaded for Chandler Pollard. So Chandler Pollard, who's got a couple of hits, if he gets a safety here, he's going to join a trio of hitters with at least three hits in the ballgame. And Alex Reynolds is going to come out and have a conversation. This is the most walking that Reynolds has gotten in this series tonight. As last night's effort was pretty substantial. I mean, when you strike out 11 batters in a game, and that's only the second best number of the teams that are playing, by a good bit, there was some good pitching last night. Really impressed by Brandon Clark. Clark was, he's got some tools. And then Jabril Easley, Brock Porter, Dalton Pence, Eric Loomis. 16 strikeouts for the Crawdads in 9 innings, which is why we went to the 10th scoreless. Pollard takes a breaking ball outside. It's the last time that the Hickory Crawdads scored 10 runs in a ball game was the last time that Thomas Ireland won a ball game. And that was the 10-3 win back on the 16th of April against the River Dogs. As that ball is going to be lifted high into foul territory. Parrish is pinned up. The catch is going to be made by Antonio Anderson. So two down. That's going to bring up Rafe Parrish. And now Rafe Parrish with an opportunity to pick up his third hit in the ballgame. It's truly amazing, the game of baseball. As last night, the Crawdads, or the Llamas, struggled to scrape any offense together at all. Were unsuccessful in scoring last night. Tonight it's become much easier. So the pitch misses down, I'm assuming. Count goes to 2-0. So the shutout last night for the Crawdads was their third in their last five ball games. So Parrish, that ball out to shortstop, fielded by Arias, the throw across in time. So the Crawdads scratch one run across. They take an 8-0 lead into the eighth here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Top of the eighth inning, Thomas Ireland still on for the Crawdads in this 8-0 ball game. It's Nathaniel Uten, Karim Ayoubi, and Franklin Arias, 8-9-1 in the order to bat here in the eighth inning. It's Uten takes a ball. The fastball got a piece of Baker Barroso. Three runs in the second, a single run in the third, three runs in the fifth, and a single run in the seventh have given Thomas Ireland this working margin. It's the pitch back over the middle. Chandler Pollard can't make the play. And that's going to be an error on Pollard. So the leadoff hitter is on. So that's going to bring up Karim Ayoubi. Tomorrow night, I mentioned that we're celebrating the 2000s, the turn of the century. Which is still kind of odd to say. But we'll celebrate the turn of the century tomorrow night. 7 o'clock will be first pitch. 6:45 will be the airtime here at the ballpark. On HickoryCrawdads.com for the audio, MILB.TV, and the Bally Live app on the video side. It's the pitch from Ireland poured right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard. To even the count at one ball and a strike. Ireland throws the parachute at Ayoubi, who swings and misses. The count goes to 1-2. That pitch. They're going to check down to Dylan Reeves to see if Ayoubi committed. He did not. And the count evens at 2-2. Crawdads have out-hit Salem 12-6 tonight. The error by Pollard was the first defensive miscue of the evening for the Crawdads. It's now the count runs full. Uten not being held on in this 8-0 ballgame. As the pitch bounced over to first, fielded by Macias. Macias could have taken a gamble, throwing down to second, but there's really no reason to try it at this point. He puts it in his pocket, and there's one down in the inning. Getting over to second, it's Nathaniel Uten. And that's going to bring up Franklin Arias, who's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He's made the flyout hat trick. A flyout to center, a flyout to right, and a flyout to left. As that ball's going to be lifted out to the concourse near the Crawdad Shop, which I'm sure some of you that are coming into town this weekend will be stopping by to look at the Hickory Goat Carts hats, which we talked about earlier. I would imagine that there's going to be several Boston Red Sox fans that are going to be making their way up this weekend because there are some that live in these parts. It's the pitch roped foul over on the third base side. We'll have a 7 o'clock game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and then the 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And then The Crawdads go on the road to Columbia and then Augusta. As that pitch is going to be tapped past Ozzie Chavez. So the South Atlantic League map is pretty broad for a low-level minor league in the southeastern part of the United States. As the pitch cut on and missed, Barroso hangs on, and there's two down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Antonio Anderson. So you've got teams all the way up in Lakewood, New Jersey. Down in Greenville, South Carolina. The Carolina League map is a good bit tighter than that. Anderson on the evening, 2-for-3, couple of singles and a ground out to third. The pitch from Ireland, cut on and missed. The count evens at 1-1. At this point, you would presume that Thomas Ireland would, in fact, get the win, unless something unthinkable happens. So the pitch just misses. He's been the only reliever. I don't know that he won't go the ninth inning, but if I had to put my money somewhere, I would say Carlos Maldonado is going to bring somebody on to finish up the ninth inning. Ireland can get out of this inning. So the count goes to 3-1. If he does so, that'll be four innings of very steady work for the left-hander from Canada. The 3-1, fouled back to the screen, and now the count is full. So Nathaniel Uten out at second. Ireland, the payoff. Cut on and missed. Barroso hangs on, back-to-back strikeouts for Ireland. If that is the end of his night, he ends it emphatically with back-to-back strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Crawdads lead big here on this Thursday night. We'll be back in just a bit.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Baker Barroso to lead things off here in the eighth inning against Joe Vigatsky. 8-0 lead for Hickory on this Thursday night. Of course, When we get to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, whenever that happens, we'll give you a full update of the Carolina League. We'll also keep you updated on some of the major league scores that have come to a close. I don't think we'll really have anything of substance to talk about as it relates to the Rangers and the A's. Though I may be listening on the way home. There's a lot of the times that our journey back to the Charlotte Metro finds itself catching up on baseball action. It really never stops. It's Barroso. Lifts that out to center field. Asensio camped underneath it, makes the catch, and there's one down. As it'll be Barroso followed by Pablo Guerrero and Maxton Martin. And in some instances, you might think that you might do some pinch hitting here in the eighth inning. Well, this lineup that's been maneuvered a little bit by Carlos Maldonado is certainly working. And these guys, if they're swinging the bat well, you want them to keep swinging. As Guerrero's going to roll that one foul over on the first base side. Guerrero still looking for his first hit in this contest. Bogatsky swinging a miss. Guerrero falls behind 1-2. So Bogatsky took 91 miles an hour and put it in on his thumbs. So he misses wide. Count goes to 2-2. Guerrero's going to lift that one out into left field. Now he's got himself a knock. That's his first of the night, and the Dads have a baker's dozen on this Thursday evening. That leaves Anthony Macias as the only hitter that does not have a base hit on the night. And that'll bring up Maxton Martin, who is going to see perhaps a new pitcher. It looks like Vigatsky's night has come to a close. We're going to take a timeout. We'll tell you who's coming on to pitch when we return here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Nicholas De La Cruz is on to pitch for the Salem Red Sox. So face off against Maxton Martin. De La Cruz, the left-hander. 6'4", 252-pound left-hander out of Santo Domingo, in the DR. It's Martin. Two singles and a double on the evening. Also has a stolen base and three runs scored. As De La Cruz comes over the top from the left side with 88 miles an hour. De La Cruz making his fourth appearance, an 8.31 ERA. So that ball's going to be lifted up over the press box area to my left. De La Cruz, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 7 hits, 5 runs. They're all earned. He's walked 3, struck out 3. A 350 average against. As Martin dribbles that out to second. One play only. That's the first. Guerrero advances to second on the 4-3 ground out. With two down, that brings up Hector Osorio. Osorio has a perfect night going. So Osorio has a single and three walks. One ball, one strike count with two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As that pitch almost got Osorio, Guerrero's going to scamper down to third on the wild pitch. As Osorio had to vacate the premises to avoid getting hit by that baseball as the count goes to 2-1. The crowd tonight, the announced attendance, 1,220. Is that ball hit out to second, fielded by Nunez. The throw to first is in time. That'll retire the side. A runner stranded. We go to the ninth. Or do we not? That's out number two. A run scores. It's 8-0. Hang with him, rushing. No, that's out number three. I thought I was right. Good grief. Okay, well, we figured it out. It's 8-0 as we go to the ninth. Wow. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the ninth inning, William Prevett comes on to try to wrap things up here in this 8-0 Hickory lead. as the night has come to a close for one Thomas Ireland. He went four innings, one hit allowed. He was very good. It's Prevett, 92-mile-an-hour pitch swung on and missed by Andrew Massette to get things started here in the ninth. It's Massette, Encarnacion, and Nunez, 3-4-5 in the order. As Prevett, 93 miles an hour, taken for a strike. The count goes to 0-2. As the pitch misses up. Breaking ball. Fouled over to the first base side. Up and out of play. Prevett pitched the ninth inning on Tuesday. Gave up a hit. Struck out a batter. That ball's going to be fouled off the back leg of Andrew Massette to keep it at 1-2. The temperature has held steady throughout this contest as Prevett misses high at 92. Massette on the evening has not fared well. Two strikeouts and grounded into a double play. That ball lifted out to right field. Osorio, just shy of the track, makes the catch. And there's one down in the ninth. And that brings up Friele Encarnacion. Encarnacion has one of the six hits for this Salem Red Sox club. Is it looks like they'll have to regroup tomorrow in game four of the series. And if you'll recall, the last time the Crawdads were at home, they won the first two games of the series, lost the next two, and then came back and won the final two. Now, they've already lost the first two in this series, so it's okay with me if they just win the next four. As that pitch cut on and missed. Tomorrow night, Mason Molina gets the baseball. He's the scheduled starter for the Hickory Crawdads, the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. That pitch misses just inside. In a very unusual scenario, he went six innings of no-hit baseball on a night to where the Crawdads gave up no hits in the game. That ball's hit sharply out to center field. DeJesus has it go over his head. It one-hops the Pepsi sign. And making a big turn at second is Friele Encarnacion. He's got a second hit in the ballgame. With one down. He hit it hard. I mean, he hit it really hard. And DeJesus took a more direct route to the baseball and watched it sail over his head. So that'll bring up Starlin Nunez. As Nunez is going to lift it foul into the bushes over on the third base side. Sam Paul roped out to left field, Maxton Martin, and there's only two out in the inning, and now that's going to be three outs as Friele Encarnacion forgot how many outs there are, and the game is going to close in a doubleheader, in a double play, I should say. As Encarnacion is forced back at second, and the Crawdads get their first win of the series, winning 8-0 over Salem. When we come back in just a bit, It's the Black Tie Transportation postgame shows as it's handshakes, high fives, and hugs for the Crawdads on this Thursday night. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium here inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. Sunbelt Rentals broadcast location. So it's time for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show as the Hickory Crawdads win 8-0 tonight in a game that they took the lead in the second inning, never looked back, basically ran the table tonight on the Salem Red Sox as they pick up their first win of the series and they go back to even at 9-9 on the season. As tonight, final numbers look a little something like this. The Hickory Crawdads, 8 runs on 13 hits, 1 error. The Salem Red Sox, no runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. In a game that took 2 hours and 29 minutes, Thomas Ireland picks up the win. The win for Ireland is his second of the season, as he goes to 2-1 on the year. Dylan Futrell will suffer the loss as he goes to 0-1 on the year. For the Crawdads, Caden Scarborough set the tone on the bump. Caden Scarborough was very solid. 4 innings pitched. He surrendered 5 hits, and in this case you can say he scattered those hits. Struck out 6 batters, walked nobody. The reality is this for Caden Scarborough. He needed a night to where he didn't surrender a lot of walks. He didn't do that. Struck out a lot of hitters. He had a much easier time tonight, the best time this year of finding strike one, getting out one early, and getting through his frames efficiently. And then in doing that, it set the tone for the offense. As the offense, who welcomed Chandler Pollard back to the lineup tonight, was really able to do some work. As this was a club that got the second inning started, Maxton Martin with a single, followed by Hector Osorio with a single. And then this is where you kind of felt that this could be a night for the Crawdads, is Luis Marquez looked to bunt the ball, and he was not bunting for a hit. He really wasn't. He was bunting to move the runners over, but in the process, the bunt was so good that Futrell went to field the baseball on a really good bunt and couldn't pick it up. He put it in his pocket. The bases were loaded. And then from that point, Antonis Macias had a sacrifice fly. Chandler Pollard had a base knock. Rafe Parrish had a base knock. Baker Barroso had an RBI walk. It was a three spot in the second inning, and the Crawdads never looked back. Now, of course, they did a very good job of add-on baseball throughout the course of the evening as they would get the 8-0 win. And when you look at this, only one starter didn't get a base knock in the ballgame, and that was Antonis Macias. Macias made other production in the contest. As I'll have to check the box here in just a little bit, but I know Macias got an RBI thanks to the sacrifice fly in the second inning. He also drew a walk in the fifth, as it was a very steady performance by this Hickory Crawdads club. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. We'll take a look at Major League games of interest, and we'll set the scene for tomorrow night, as it'll be game four of the series between the Salem Red Sox and your Hickory Crawdads. All that as we continue on our final segment of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a postgame concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Final segment of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network is an 8-0 win for the Crawdads as they get their first series win. They move their overall record to 9-9 on the season. In the Carolina League, other action tonight, top of the sixth inning, Myrtle Beach in game two of their double dip has a 10-2 lead on Kannapolis as they are trying to see if they can get a split in that doubleheader today. Delmarva has a 4-2 lead on Augusta. That's in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're through eight down in Columbia. The Fireflies leading the Mudcats 2-1 as they go to the ninth there. I mentioned earlier in the game that Kannapolis beat Myrtle Beach in the front end of that double dip. Lynchburg shut out Fayetteville, winning 3-0 tonight. And then Charleston just wrapped up against Fredericksburg, winning 6-0 against the Nationals. And then, of course, our 8-0 score here puts a close on the Carolina League scoreboard, as that game between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach will not come to a close, as will we won't see a close to Delmarva, Augusta, and Columbia and the Carolina Mudcats. The Boston Red Sox today fell to the Seattle Mariners 4-3. The Texas Rangers, they're going to be starting in West Sacramento against the A's at 10:05 tonight. So that's roughly a half an hour, a little less than that, from getting started. The White Sox beat the Twins 3-0 today. The Giants beat the Brewers 6-5. The Orioles get past the Nationals. They split their four-game set 2-1 today over Washington. And then the Kansas City Royals swept a doubleheader in KC against the Colorado Rockies, winning by scores of 7-4 in the opener, 6-2 in the nightcap. Partial scores in Major League Baseball, top of the first, the Rays and the Diamondbacks scoreless. The Pirates, top of the first inning, they've already tacked on two runs. They lead the Angels 2-0 in Anaheim. And, of course, the final game that hasn't started yet will be DeGrom versus Ginn, the Rangers versus the A's. Tomorrow, Mason Molina gets the baseball for the Hickory Crawdads as Mason Molina comes in still looking for his first win of the season. But he already has won Carolina League Pitcher of the Week award as he'll be facing off tomorrow against Blake Aida. As Blake Aida comes in with a 1-1 record on the season and a 3.29 ERA. We'll be on the air tomorrow evening at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. So I want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, and Ashley Salinas. Thanks, guys, for helping make this broadcast a possibility. The rest of the crew here for the Hickory Crawdads. Until we're back with you tomorrow night, we wrap up the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. This is Brian Rushing. We'll see you tomorrow night from LP Franz Stadium. Good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad baseball. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Fram Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball.